Phoneboy Speaks, episode 192, Consolation Prizes. This morning I sent out a post to Twitter and app.net that said the following: the abortion and gay marriage wins are our consolation prizes for losing the First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment. There's a whole lot of things encoded in that very short message, so let me see if I can explain. So there was a law that was attempting to be passed in the legislature in the great state of Texas, and they were attempting to restrict abortion rights for women, or at least that's how some interpreted it. And so, and once it was determined that this that this bill was going to pass, one of the senators had gotten it, basically was executing a filibuster to try and essentially run out the shot clock on the legislative session so that this law would not get passed. And and this ended up getting the attention of the internet. It was there was a Stand With Wendy hashtag that was floating around the internet last night, and they were essentially they stormed the where the senators were meeting about this, and they essentially got the they essentially caused the time to expire, and there were some shenanigans there by the law makers that were trying to get this thing pushed through, and because they did have the votes to do it, but there was enough of an objection that and they were able to successfully execute a filibuster. And so people that are pro-abortion are cheering this as a victory that basically said we prevented a state government from restricting abortion rights by preventing this law from being passed. Now, I think that's a good thing. So that's to be clear I'm certainly pro-abortion. So that's not a pro-woman's right to choose. And you can disagree with that all you want, but that's my opinion on it. And the gay marriage win was when the Supreme Court this morning had announced their decision on the Defense of Marriage Act and Prop 8 in California. And basically what they did there was they said, well, we're not going to ban this at the federal level. It's unconstitutional to do that. So if they've gotten legally married in a state, we have to give them rights to we have to give them the same rights that straight married people get. So there's no distinction there. If they got legally married, they get federal benefits as if they were nothing, it wasn't anything different, and it shouldn't be different. I mean, it's a marriage is a commitment between two people. The government really shouldn't be involved in it anyway. I know religious people might have a different point of view on that, but that's fine. It's essentially a state's rights issue as far as that goes. And really, even none of the government should be involved in it. It's a personal commitment that two people make to each other. And if you don't like that kind of relationship, don't have it. That's my take. So that was the wins, and I want to be clear that I'm for both of those things having happened. So I'm not discounting those things in any way. However, when I look at it in the bigger picture, and I see the erosions to our the things that are codified in the Bill of Rights in the U.S., then I look at it as a net loss, because let's talk about the amendments here for a minute. The Fifth Amendment is the right not to, you can decide not to incriminate yourself. You have the right to say, I'm not going to do that. And actually, it should be clear that the Bill of Rights says that you have that right. It says the government can't make a law abridging the right to do that. So what's happened there is now it has come out that they say, well, yeah, you can choose not to incriminate yourself, but you actually have to explicitly invoke your Fifth Amendment rights if you don't want to be, if you're being questioned by police, but and you haven't been formally arrested yet, you have to invoke your Fifth Amendment right. Otherwise, they will hold you as being suspicious enough, which of course is funny on the face of it, because pretty much everybody assumes if you invoke your Fifth Amendment right that you're guilty anyway. So that's, I don't know, that's, but yes, that's definitely encroachment on the Fifth Amendment right. the Fourth Amendment, right? All this PRISM stuff going around where the government is looking at metadata for all of your electronic communications, which, you know, as far as I'm concerned, right? If you have access to the metadata, you know pretty much everything you need to know, right? Maybe you don't know the content of the communication between person A and person B, but you know they talked a lot, and you can infer quite a bit from that. So just the fact that they have access to metadata doesn't, you know, it still doesn't make me feel any better about it. But whether that's constitutional or not, I've seen some debates on that. But in any case, it's certainly an infringement on the Fourth Amendment. And the fact that they can look at anything and everything, and the fact that they do, is kind of scary. And okay, what about the First Amendment? Well, there really hasn't been much that has directly impacted that. But let's face it, right? If the government can see everything that you're doing online, even if you think it's private, and if they're looking at everything, are you really do you really feel free to speak your mind? Do you really have the right of free association when they can see who you're associating with? And if they decide, well, that's not good, then they can pick you up for questioning. I mean, that's kind of the fact that they have access to all this data, right? And the fact that they could, if they decide to target you for any reason, well, now they've hit the jackpot. They don't have to go work for it. They've already got the data. They just go do it. So once they decide you're a target, you're done. And in that kind of environment, do you really think you have the First Amendment right? Again, it's not a direct, but it really does. When you know that you're being watched, you're gonna naturally restrict what you say. That's just human nature. That's not a, you know, there's nothing magic there. So really, yes, I feel like that we've lost our First, Fourth, and Fifth Amendment rights, or pretty darn close to it. And as our consolation prize, we've gotten reproductive rights and gay marriage wins. So that's my political spin on the day. And yes, that is and that's a shame. But I have to put it this way. And it's I guess it is kind of a buzzkill for me to come out and say that it's a net loss, but I'm not saying we shouldn't celebrate the fact that there was wins in the other areas, but on the whole, I'm just not happy with the state of things in the world today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.